Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 256 for February 26, 2007. The iSound Plasma. And now, get ready for Dick. Let's begin a brand new week. You know, it used to be Mondays were gloomy and gray in my life, and now I look forward to Monday because I look forward to a new Daily GizWiz. Here he is, the little old GizWiz himself. He's not that little. He's not that old, but he is a GizWiz, Dick DiBartolo.
One out of three ain't bad.
That's okay. Better than nothing. Right. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
You made your radio debut?
Oh, boy, the telegrams have been coming in. I don't know how much it cost me to send those telegrams to myself, but.
Dick's now a regular. You're not on the whole show. You're just on for a couple of minutes, but he's on a regular on the syndicated radio show.
Oh, but it's the highlight of the show.
It is the highlight. It is. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So what is our gadget for this day?
Well, you know, it's very funny. Gadget Warehouse, a few weeks ago, we talked about the Iowa, you know, the hockey puck shaped stereo that had lights around the speakers.
Right.
So some guy wrote in and said, well, that was in the Gadget Warehouse, but there's something new out that sound and has lights, and it's called the iSound Plasma.
Ooh. Anything with plasma, it's got to be good.
Oh, I know. Well, so I called the people at iSound and said, you know, can I play with one of these? I want to do a netcast on it. And they sent me one. Leo, the iSound Plasma is one of those globes that it looks like there's lightning inside it, dancing around. It almost looks like little tentacles are coming up and touching the outside of the globe.
Ooh.
But it does it to your iPod music.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Or actually what it is, it just has audio in via any headphone jack. So even though it comes with a little iPod stand, your iPod is not physically connected to the iPlasma except through the headphone jack. But if you turn the music down low, you just see little faint glow of the bulb in the middle. As the music gets louder, these little shafts of light come out and hit the globe. It's really neat. Has four little speakers around the rim of it. If you go to their website, you can see it. It's iSound.net. iSound.net is their website.
Going there right now.
Right. And
I'm kind of gun-shy about because especially sound websites, because they don't make so much noise.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This one seems to be quiet, though. That's good.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, I hate it when you audition for someone new on my time.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, look, Callie's good. Maybe we should.
The Daily Callie Whiz.
Callie has her own podcast. Doing just fine.
Okay, good.
Plus she's so cute that you want her on video. I'm not going to say anything, but that's why we're in audio.
You just said it.
Oh, okay. I kind of gave that away.
Yeah. But does she have a big mustache? I don't think so. Right.
Not that I know of.
Did you know? Okay. So the iSound Plasma has four speakers around the outside, its own built-in amplifier, and it's $99. I did a web search, and you can find it for as low as $75. The sound is pretty decent, and the PR people at the company said they're working on some optional globes. The one that sounds best is they're working on that will be shaped like a skull.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't that be fun for your heavy metal? For your heavy headbanger music. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you'll be able to take the globe off and replace it with the optional skull, and then have that display inside.
You need that for the Gadget Warehouse to scare people away.
Yeah.
I was working in my warehouse late one night.
That's good.
Wouldn't that be good?
I love that.
When you, you know, those plasma globes I've seen before, when you kind of touch them, it kind of gets attracted to your hand, and it makes it. Does it do that?
You know what? I forgot to do it. I just played. I shut the lights off
listen to music.
And just listened to music. But I forgot.
You put on Pink Floyd and kind of tripped
out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I could just see you doing that.
Oh yeah, with a
Dark
hostess,
Side of the Moon,
with a Hostess Twinkie and a quart of Haagen-Dazs.
And the Wizard
that's
of
my
Oz.
Idea. Yeah. That's my idea. Right. That's
your favorite imbibition.
That's my favorite way to.
Yes. If that's such a is there a word as imbibation? I don't think so.
I let's like copyright this. It. Wait, let me get imbibation.com. Imbibation. Hang on a second.
You know, I was on. I've recently been on a JAG registering domain names for the radio show because I can't decide whether it's the tech guy or your tech guy. And somebody's got techguy.com and somebody's got thetechguy.com. So I've kind of been, you know, struggling with it. So finally I decided, well, I'm going to call the studio that I do this show from and all the others, the one I'm in right now, the Tech Guy Labs.
Ooh, that's nice.
So I got techguylabs.com. Now that's a good name, I think. That works.
I think that's excellent.
Yeah. You've got the Gadget Warehouse. I've got the Tech Guy Labs.
Wow. I like that a lot.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you wear a lab coat when you do it?
Yes, I did on Regis. Did you see that?
I did.
They made me wear a lab coat.
You should have kept it.
I should have. I could have used it. Well, you know, the name of the new show in...
It's the lab coat, isn't it?
It's the lab coat, yes.
I tell you, I think it needs a little something a little
wrong
punchier.
With that, isn't it?
A little punchier.
Lab coat.
Well, it's better than the original one, the lab sweatshirt. I said, Leah, that doesn't... There's no ring to that. At least go with coat.
Coat's a little bit more realistic.
Coat's a little better.
The iSound, it is $150.
Well, no, they have dropped that price to $99.
$99, okay.
Okay. And I did a web search and found you can get it for $75.
And you can get a skull down the road.
A skull, exactly. You can get a skull down the road.
Yes.
Da-da-dum. You know, this has to do absolutely with nothing, but when we're talking about, do you remember the show 21, the TV show 21?
I remember 24. Oh, 21 was a game show, wasn't it?
21 was a game
with,
show.
With, what's his name? I know which one. I could see it. Burt Convy, right? The curly hair?
No, I think it was Jack Barry.
Jack Barry.
But you had to be very, very, very intelligent to be on it.
It was too hard. I mean, harder than Jeopardy?
Oh, it was very difficult.
Oh, interesting.
And a friend of mine worked over there. And I don't know. This story just surfaced the other day, and I said, I have to tell the story to Leo. So they were in this building, and this little old lady comes in. And she says to the receptionist, I'm here for the test. And the receptionist says, well, I don't know. She looks like she's 90, but we'll give her the test. So you get this 30-page test.
Wow.
So this little old lady is sitting there. And she comes up and she says, do I have to fill all of this in? And the woman said, you do. So she goes back and she's sitting there and worrying.
Oh, dear.
And she comes back up and she says, isn't this a lot of information for a urine test? And the woman said, oh, the lab is one flight down.
But, why are they asking me what the capital of Iowa is? I don't understand.
Can you imagine sitting there going, I just need to know if I should cut out sugar. Why do I need to know the population of Mongolia? I mean, I know this doctor wants to be thorough.
But this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Well, that was a dramatic pause. I don't know why they dramatic.
Boy, I don't know how they do that.
Just,
like,
stop.
I think it was a mouse, but they all like froze just for a second.
You know, I don't know why my computer's been doing that lately, but it's just been pausing.
Oh, okay.
Like it's got something else to do. It's like, you know, I don't really want to be here.
You know? When your computer doesn't want to be there, you know you're
in deep trouble.
Dear Dick, I'm writing to tell you and Leo, happy anniversary. We just, 2 days ago, mm-hmm. we passed our 1 year mark. This past year has been fun. I enjoy listening just to you and Leo just talk. My favorite gadget
because that's mostly the show.
That's what it is. Right? Yeah. My favorite gadget was the packed light. That was the little light that clipped onto a 9-volt battery.
Oh, yeah.
Here's to another year. P.S. Tell Leo, I have all 250 episodes of the Daily Gizwiz. but I need a new hard drive because this one's getting full with all those netcasts that Twit and you are doing.
You don't really have to save them. We actually keep them online. You can get them get them later. Although you never know. I mean, they say that now, but you know, where's the first Carson show? It's missing. The first Super Bowl missing. So maybe you should keep it.
Yeah. Well, except the internet wasn't quite up to speed.
Yeah,
back
that's a good
then.
Point. Yeah, that was a very slow.
Please tell Leo. Oh, here you go, Leo. Please tell Leo if he needs someone to go with him on those cruises to, quote, help set things up, I'll be glad to volunteer. James Buchanan from Marion, North Carolina.
President Buchanan. Okay. He was one of our great presidents, actually. A tip of the hat to James Buchanan.
Okay, yeah. So, well, you're done cruising now because you're a big star.
I'm done for the nonce, as we say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing any cruises.
You're doing your own gig cruises because you're buying your own ship.
My own trawler. You know, that's interesting. If I bought a slightly bigger boat.
I could do
little mini cruises.
Or if you did a geek cruise and just got like Donald Trump to pay $100,000, all you need is one person.
Just one boat.
One boat, one person.
One stateroom. If I wanted to get a yacht, I wanted to buy a small cruise ship.
Yeah, a small cruise ship.
What would that cost? Okay. Just a small one, not a big one.
Next time I remember all the stuff in the warehouse I showed you from the Mauritania when they were scrapping.
Oh, yeah. He's not joking about this. He has this stuff.
I have this stuff. Well, the QE2, I believe, is going out of service in 2010.
I could buy it.
You could buy the QE2 and I could take part of the cruise.
I think I would love to buy a little boat. You know, just for 100 people. And we have all the twits on it. We sail around the harbor and we charge everybody $1,000. And then in 20 years, we could pay the boat off. It's not going to work.
Yeah. You don't evidently do a business podcast.
Business is not the way to.
No.
Right. Factly, if I get some Tostina pizza rolls, I'll be happy at this point. Forget the cruise. The cruise is out. So tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Turn the Table Tuesday.
I better climb under my desk now because it's going to take a while to find a new gadget. And I'll see you tomorrow, though.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.